This is Radio Free Amsterdam.
Hello, folks. The Motor City Playlist is on the air. I'm Don Was, along with the DJ who put the cool in Coolidge Highway.
Wow.
And Alicia.
How are you? Things are great. Yeah, recovering from a concert of colors.
That was so much fun. I had such a good time, and I was so pleased to meet so many of the listeners, you know, people who listen to the show at those events. It's so nice to get out and talk to everybody, and the music was so great. It was a really great week. And then last weekend, I was back again, right, on Saturday night, and I met a listener. They have a special VIP program at each of the Ryan Adams shows, right? And if you pay a little bit extra, you get to come to soundcheck, and you get a signed poster and a signed backstage pass and maybe some food or something like that. I don't know. So the about 20 people got the VIP package and came to Masonic for the soundcheck. And Ryan got up to go somewhere in the middle of it. So I just started talking to everybody who was there to watch. And there was one woman, and I should have gotten her name, but she got up and she said, you know, I listened to you and Ann on Fridays, and that story you told about driving around with your mom and hearing the jazz for the first time, and you said that the jazz said, you've got to groove in the face of adversity. She said, well, I'm going to have it tattooed on my arm because it really helped me in a bunch of situations. And she wanted me to write it out with a Sharpie on a piece of paper because she was going to use my handwriting for the tattoo.
Wow.
And she said, it helps her at work a lot. I thought, man, that's power of the radio that I never calculated that into the equation, you know. So, and I was really touched by them. I got kind of choked up, you know, that's just something we could say on the show would impact someone's life like that. So that it's so great to get out and meet people. And it was really nice that they came to the listeners of the show, came to the Ryan show and came out to the John Sinclair thing and came to the All-Star Review. Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah, it was a great week.
And always good to hang out with you for a week.
No, we had a lot of fun. We did a lot of stuff. It was a packed schedule we had.
Yeah, it was a packed schedule. Well, thanks for all your help with it.
Of course.
It's a good week. This week's playlist is a good one. This one's called the Hotel Sock Hop Playlist. You want to know why?
Absolutely.
Why not, right? I was listening to your show a few weeks ago. And you did a really lovely tribute to our buddy Mick Jagger on the occasion of his 80th birthday. Really solid show.
And, thank you.
And I can't believe he's 80 and still ticking as strong as ever. But it made me think back to when I first started working with him in 1993. We were recording the basic tracks for Voodoo Lounge in Dublin. And on the nights off, he liked going out to clubs. And he'd always ask me to go along with him. And it was such a trip. We never spoke about the reasons why he wanted to take me along on these excursions. But it was pretty clearly understood that, you know, he didn't need me to meet girls. I think he just didn't want to go into a club alone. Right? So the first time I went out with him, we drove to this club and he danced with a bunch of young girls. And then when I say young, they were like, late 20s, it was young. It wasn't like a junior high or anything like that, be clear. And then he invited about five of them back to the hotel, and he wanted me to come to the room. And I thought, right, now I'm going to witness firsthand some of that exile on Main Street debauchery that we've all heard about, but don't really know what it consists of, but we got this image of it. So tonight, I'm going to tell you, and I've never told anyone the story before. I'd kind of forgotten about it till I heard your show. And then I'm going to tell you exactly what I witnessed that night. And if there are young kids listening to the show, just turn on the PlayStation in the other room for a few minutes and send them out. So Mick Jagger and 5 20-something girls and Rowan, his bodyguard at the time, and me, we all went up to Mick's suite. And we walked in, and he turned all the lights on, every single lamp in the place, called room service, and he ordered a big tray of these kind of awful sandwiches that they make in the UK. It's like cucumbers and butter and onions, some thinly sliced white bread with no crust. Everybody kept their clothes on, even their shoes. I think I was the only one not wearing shoes. And then Mick went over to the hi-fi and put on a George Michael CD, followed by a Madonna CD. And they danced to the CDs and made small talk for about an hour and a half. And I kept looking over at Rowan like, well, you know, when's this going to get good? And Rowan just smiled, this knowing smile. And after about an hour and a half, everybody split. And the only excess I saw was that nobody ate the sandwiches, right? And it all went to waste. I've never seen such decadence, you know? And that was it. Nobody threw any TV sets out of any windows. But after 10 minutes, I wanted to throw that George Michael CD out the window. And that was my night clubbing out in the world with Mick Jagger, you know. Maybe that kind of restraint is what it takes to survive till 80 and still be able to go out on stage and run around like that. I don't know.
Wow.
I hope the story's everything you hope for. You know the worst thing about that story?
What?
It's true. But anyway, happy birthday, Mick. Wishing you many, many happy and healthy returns to the day. Long may you dance to George Michael records. Let's kick off the Hotel Sock Hop playlist with the debauched Rolling Stones from Goat's Head Soup. It's a song called Winter.
Thank you. Sometimes I wanna fuck if you want. Sometimes I wanna wrap my cord around you. Sometimes I wanna buy California. Sometimes I wanna wrap my cord around you, Lord. Sometimes I wanna buy California.
Thank you.
order, yes or no? It's not a question for you, Anne. It's just the name of the song, yes or no? Thank you for nodding, yes. His 1965 album, Juju. It's a great record. It was pretty rare in those days to hear Wayne in a quartet setting without at least like another horn player, but what an amazing quartet that is. It's basically John Coltrane's quartet with Reggie Workman on bass and Elvin Jones on drums and McCoy Tyner on piano. A lot of shallow critics in that era speculated that Wayne was something of a Coltrane acolyte, but nothing could be further from the truth. Very different people, different players, writers, visionaries, and this is a great album, Wayne Shorter, Juju. Mm. All right, so in 1999, the actor-musician John Lurie invented a fictitious character called Marvin Pontiac, who was supposed to be like a half-Malian, half-American-Jewish blues musician with a very troubled backstory, working class, mixed race, mentally ill, dead, and undiscovered. And so John made an album called Marvin Pontiac's Greatest Hits, and there's a lot of speculation surrounding this album, because some say it's high artist commentary about how the art world assigns, as you call it, like a disproportionate authenticity and value to outsider art, right? And some would just say that John Lurie was too shy and embarrassed to do a vocal record under his own name and needed the cover of a fictitious character to hide behind. But I think the two are not mutually exclusive, and Marvin Pontiac's music works on a number of levels as a great project for John. He got some wonderful musicians to perform with him, John Medeski and Billy Martin from Medeski, Martin and Wood, and Mark Rebo on guitar, Tony Scherer on bass. So here's one of Marvin Pontiac's greatest hits, a song called Now I'm Happy.
Zoop, boop, a-oop-a-doop. Zoop, oop, a-doop-a-doop. I have a hamburger in me. Thank you.
wanna see me, if you wanna see me smile.
With Chris Christopherson, who came out on stage to comfort her, he whispered in her ear, he
down.
Right.
I was standing with them when she finally walked off stage, and she was, man, she was crying. She was very upset. And it was a crazy moment because it turned a music concert into something like a pro wrestling match. And they don't really prepare you for that kind of event at music school. So Chris really felt for her, man, and he wrote a song about it that we recorded for a Highwayman album that I produced. It's called Sister Sinead. And Willie felt so bad for her that he said, let's have her come to the studio tomorrow or the next day. Tomorrow is the next day. We'll have her sing a duet on a cover of Peter Gabriel's song, Don't Give Up. I think we've talked about this one
absolutely,
before,
yeah.
We tried to get Dolly Parton to sing on it, mm-hmm. but she passed on it, and we didn't know who to call to sing the Kate Bush lines until we saw Sinead that night get booed off the stage, and she clicked as an outlaw figure to Willie. So it was a great session. We got the song in one take, including the live vocals, and Sinead was awesome. Quite a lovely person, and I never saw her again. She's a great artist. So tonight, let's play Christofferson's song, Sister Sinead, and then we'll play the duet with Willie as we remember the very talented Sinead O'Connor. I'm singing this song for my sister Sinead concerning the god-awful mess that she made when she told him her truth just as hard as she could. Her message profoundly was misunderstood. There's humans entrusted with guarding our goal, and humans in charge of the saving of souls, and humans responded all over the world, condemning that ball-headed brave little girl. And maybe she's crazy and maybe she ain't, but so was Picasso and so were the saints, and she's never been partial to shackles or chains. She's too old for breaking and too young to tame. It's asking for trouble to stick out your neck in terms of a target, a big silhouette. But some candles flicker and some candles fade, and some burn as true as my sister Sinead. And maybe she's crazy and maybe she ain't, but so was Picasso and so were the saints, and she's never been partial to shackles or chains. She's too old for breaking and too young to tame.
Fail. No fight left, or so it seems. I am a man whose dreams have all deserted. I've changed my face, I've changed my name, but no one wants you when you lose.
Don't give up, 'cause you have. Don't give up, you're not beaten yet. Don't give up, I know you can make it good.
I saw it all around. I never thought that I could be affected. I thought that we would be the last to go. It is so strange the way things turn. Drove the night toward my home, the place that I was born, on the lakeside. And as daylight broke, I saw the earth. The trees had burned down to the ground.
Don't give up. You still have us. Don't give up. We don't need much of anything. Don't give up. 'Cause somewhere there's a place. There's a place where we.
Thank you.
was ten. Why did we fall? Come on, I'll be home. Let's get on the ball and work together. On, come on, let's work together. Now, people, say now together we will stand. Every boy, girl, woman, and man. People, when things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you travel swings, all of you work together. Come on, come on, let's work together. Now, people, say now together we will stand. Every boy, girl, woman, and man. Oh, yeah.
Oh, look up here, look up here. Do your thing, Tina. Look it all around and chug it.
Make someone happy, make someone smile. All work together and make life worthwhile. Let's work together. Come on, come on, let's work together. Now, now, people, say now together we will stand. Every boy, girl, woman, and man. Two or three hours, what do they mean now in this time of ours? Work together. Come on, come on, let's work together. Now, now, people, say now together we will stand. Every boy, girl, woman, and man. Oh, yeah.
Hey!
Thank you.
Anderson, great R&B singer from Charlotte, North Carolina. He had a big hit with the song Kansas City in 1959 for a label called Fury Records. But it turned out that Wilbert Harrison was under contract to Savoy Records at the time, and a lot of litigation took place. It's kind of like the Derek Hodge situation. He signed a Blue Note, but somehow Loma Vista released the soundtrack. But unlike Blue Note, Savoy sued the Fury label, which we're not going to do, and Wilbert Harrison. And it was 10 years before he was able to dig his way out of the litigation and return to the charts with Let's Work Together, which I actually prefer to Kansas City. Such a deep groove. Great record. And speaking of Derek Hodge, we're going to play a song from the soundtrack to the movie Space Jam. This is going to be a motif today. I can see it now. This is a D'Angelo track. Great record. It's called I Found My Smile Again. The soundtrack, I happen to just notice, was released on Warner Atlantic Records. But when it was released as a single, the single was released on D'Angelo's label, Virgin Records, unlike Derek Hodge's single from Run the World, which was somehow released on another label. Here's D'Angelo, I Found My Smile Again.
y'all like good friends do. Said I'll come clean lately, it seems something's up with me and you. You've been holding it in, keeping your distance, trying not to get too close. Afraid if we do, we'll get into trouble. Maybe I ought to let you know. You can trouble me anytime. I guarantee you that I won't mind. Trust me, honey, it'll be just fine if you make a little trouble with me. Midnight or the break of day, I will never turn you away. If you wanna step across that line, you can trouble me anytime. Is it just me, or are we two peas in a pod? Have we been searching high and low for what we've already got? It's Saturday night, we keep dancing around it. What are you waiting for? If you kiss me right now, pretty soon we'll be stirring a whole lot more. You can trouble me anytime. I guarantee you that I won't mind. Trust me, honey, it'll be just fine if you make a little trouble with me. Midnight or the break of day, I will never turn you away. If you wanna step across that line, you can trouble me anytime.
NPR station.
respect to the DJ. Radio. Free. And Amsterdam.
Radio Free Amsterdam, a project of the John Sinclair Foundation.